Located at 15 miles. Ndipo kuli maploti yamene siafia ndatumba yai. Medium cost plots 15 by 15, 10 pini chabe. 18 by 18, 13 pini chabe. 20 by 20, 18 pini chabe. 20 by 30, 25 pini chabe. 30 by 30, 30 pini chabe. Kuchokila ku Great North Road, kufika ku medium cost, sipatari yai. Ni 2.5 kilometers nishimu Afrika. Ndipo mayadi ya mkongirani pafupi. High cost yeze, 18 by 18, 20 pini. 20 by 20, 30 pin, 20 by 30, 4 pin ichiabe. Yeze ni 1.5 kilometers inga tutoka Great North Road kufika kuma high cost. Amunia bai ya zipeza manji. Osa waya waya Nkala Land Road na iwe. Tumani ramia pa 057-12-11-910. AS Real Estate. Apa manji, Land Road watifuemba.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Crime reduced in Shantumbu following the opening of the police post. Lack of a bridge across the Mukushi River worry residents. In Africa news, there are 20 people injured in a KZN school transport as drivers reported on the run. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Shantumbu area in Kafiwa district have noted a decrease in criminal activities following the commissioning of the newly constructed police post in that community. Speaking on behalf of the community, Mr. Kefas Matapa hailed the commissioning of the police post, stating that police patrols have been intensified, which has resulted in the decline in criminal activities. Mr. Matapa explained that before the construction of the police post, residents in the area were living in fear of junkies who were terrorizing the community with impunity. He has since urged the police to continue with the patrols to ensure the safety of people and their property.
So Shantumbu ina wanatisegurira polisi tinali vonse pamene tinali kupeza kumbuyo uku masiku ya nukulibe kwa nkalako zii nda wanatikira ku polisi wa boma zihonga zikomo kuli boma mwamini wanatisegurira polisi wonse majanki wenze kuvuta vuta kusogoro kumbuyo uku masiku ya nao kuli utabebu ino kuli zii hihonga zikomo kuli boma.
Residents of Kalumashiba area in Mukushi district have expressed concern over the lack of a bridge across the Mukushi River. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Mr. Gaspar Kunda lamented that during the rainy season, people are forced to walk long distances as they are unable to cross the river. Mr. Kunda has appealed to the local authorities to construct a bridge before the onset of the rainy season to ease the movement of residents in that community.
That's why abantu abengi baalifwa kungwena ulandu wa bridge kufia mwa long distances ukwenda kwa mabaye kumasansi kanalu wa ma ameishi ya pula apapa tule nisha nisha abantu bajama so meaning bridge tule lomba mungu kushiriva kukaluvula side batubikireko bridge kwa ba bridge isuma mulesa ngwa kwa transport yala chipano kuchipa meaning we are helping people.
Mufulira Zamulungushi Ward Councillor John Zamwewa expresses concern that about 25% of youths are dropping out of CDF-funded skills development programs. These programs are provide free training and certification in areas like heavy equipment operation, carpentry and food production. Councillor Mwewa encourages youths to seize this opportunity, highlighting the value of certification in securing a better job prospects. The Zambia Institute of Architects has bemoaned the significant challenges that facing the construction sector due to unregulated building practices and disregard for laws, resulting in unplanned structures, traffic congestion, flooding, disease outbreaks, and environmental degradation. In an interview with Common Radio News on the sidelines of a meeting with various stakeholders in the construction sector held in Kitwe, VIA President Musunga Silungwe emphasized the need for strict enforcement of built environment laws. Mr. Silungwe also emphasized the importance of planning and developing cities in an orderly manner to save time, money, and lives.
About the levels of chaos in the construction sector, both at an industrial and at a public person-to-person scale. Anybody seems to have the idea that they can just come up with any structure that they want to build and go about it and put it anywhere they like. And the result is that we have now have our cities growing into chaos, where there's no order, there's traffic, there's solid waste and garbage everywhere. There's, when it rains, it washes mud from all the construction sites onto the roads. We have floods. And these floods sometimes lead to diseases like cholera.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Negative 5233.
That's my number. The one with all zeros to last.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits. It's part of our identity. With MTN Nambayanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Nambayanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oja, zamene kalandira, ife, ta Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 120. 50 kg ondwe, 100 kwacha. 50 kg.